Back to Daniel Jones. The Giants had a good start, but Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones, man. Like, do you really think he's going to lead this team to the playoffs like that?
Who the fuck's going to be a leader?
Bro, Tom Mullen.
Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast with Hamza, Deep,
Yo,
Harry,
What's good,
T-Rain,
What's good,
and joining us again, Taj.
Hello,
and we have
a returning special guest, Tippy, all the way from LA. If you want to say what's up, he will be joining us for our soccer segment later this episode.
So stay tuned.
Yes, sir. Let's get into the NFL with Week 3, starting off with Deep. How did you feel about your Steelers going to Week 3 after a close loss to the New England Patriots in Week 2?
Let's talk about Week 1 though, real quick.
If you want to
beat the Bengals, right? So yeah. I mean, we can't just. I told you guys I had no intention of winning that game. Nobody had any intention of winning that game. Come on, let's be honest. But we lost T.J. Watt. That was a big loss. That showed obviously on Sunday against the Patriots. Definitely, and I mean. We let up 17 points, but, I mean, our problem is not our defense. We already know that, right?
Yeah, but that's with T.J. Watt, though. Without T.J. Watt, it's very reliant on Fitzpatrick.
And he's going to show up.
He's always going
to
show up.
Yeah, so...
Is the rest of the D-line going to be able to keep up without T.J. Watt?
But when Najee's putting up 49 yards, 15
happened,
carries...
That's what happened last game against the Patriots. There was no D-line. There was no D-line pressure at all. That's my main concern.
Our problem is
supposed to carry you in your best player.
Our problem is
it's a tough loss. But he's not going to be out for the season though.
No,
right?
It's just like
6 to 8 games probably.
They're saying 8 to 9 weeks. People are saying 5 to 6. I'm going to say at least like 7.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, at least he's not gone for the season.
At least 6. I say at least 6 games. If not, you know, with a bye week in there somewhere, at least 6 games. Let's say 6 to 7 games, right? Because that's what really matters. So, with that being said, our offense is the problem. We have Deontay Johnson putting up 57 yards against the Patriots, 40 yards for Najee, and then the next up is Chase Claypool with 26 yards. What the hell is that going to do for us? That's not going to... And Trubisky's throwing for 168. Yeah, okay. You know, this Browns game is going on right now. And, you know, Najee has a touchdown and 55 yards, so... Obviously, already better than last week, and it's only the third quarter. So,
yep.
You know, we had that little sweep to like Chase Claypool that had like crazy pickup for us, you know, against the Bengals. So it's like
all those little gadget plays. I mean, obviously the run game, all those the tight end plays, all gonna help.
They
Trubisky,
work.
It's all gonna help.
They work
like,
right
he
now.
He needs to play a very simple offense. He doesn't need to be throwing 20, 30 times, right? He needs to throw 15, 20 and let the run game let all the end around.
But our run game still needs to get better. It's not to a point where we're gonna drop.
Now they're gonna start focusing on that.
Yeah,
they saw the first two games. They were like, let's see what Trubisky can do. And now they're gonna probably.
But we're not beating a team dropping 14 points a game. We got to drop at least 3 to 4 touchdowns, especially
and
like
Harris has to carry.
Exactly. And he needs at least like a touchdown or two a game, bro. Like it's just
that's what they were doing last year. Like the second half of the season, they were just
it just kind of needs to happen. Might take a little while to kind of get underway. But I mean, we should have beat the Patriots. If we had TJ, we would have been straight. I honestly, I believe that
it
would have been a lot more pressure.
I feel like Belichick always game plans well for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So, I mean, those games are always like good, bro.
Always.
17-14. Like, I mean, it's always two great coaches. We have an okay week next week after we play the Browns, you know, the Jets. But then after that, bro, it's the Bills, the Bucks, the Dolphins, the Eagles, and then the Saints.
Yeah.
And then the Bengals to top that off.
That might be like 6 L's.
Bro.
L's. But, I mean, you'll probably win 1 or 2 of them.
But still.
That's how it goes. But those are very.
I'm going to write off the Bills. Game, probably right off the Dolphins game, and maybe the Eagles game.
I think the Dolphins one's a questionable one, but
I mean, I want to see up until that's the end of October, right? That's a month from now. That could be a while from now, but let's see.
So, this game is going on right now. So, about week 3, how do you see your Steelers finishing this game right now?
I mean, we're winning right now, but like
by like a point,
yeah, just because, but let's see. Like, it's only the third quarter, like I said. Like, they missed an extra long point? As, yeah, the Browns did. So, wow.
Division game, anything can happen.
Literally anything can happen, and I'm not really worried about.
But, who are you taking?
I mean, I want to take the Steelers because they have the more experienced coach, the better, you know, situational coach. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like Cleveland has two good running backs. I feel like they'll be able to control the game, especially if they get a lead. So I'm probably going to take Cleveland to finish the game out.
I mean, I'm just going to state that Cleveland have blown a crazy lead in last week.
I can't believe that.
5 minutes.
We're not even going to talk about that, bro.
And I believe it was because of the tweet I saw where they put a mannequin on the table and said happy endings are okay with a male part covered with only a towel.
Yeah, bro. They're making shirts outside the stadium, like, you know, those, like, people selling shirts outside. They, like, they made, like, mad, like,
absolutely
Deshaun Watson-related, like, jokes dirty. That are, like, not even, like, why are you, and why are people buying it? People are wearing, like, those shirts in the crowd and everything, too. So, I mean, like, obviously, that's not every fan, but they're embracing it, which is weird, or, like, mocking it. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So,
they
did deserve that. They did deserve that Jets loss.
Yep.
I do feel like, still for this week, they'll pull it out in the fourth quarter.
They'll pull it out
and pull this it game? Out and win. Yeah,
pull it out.
Have a happy ending. That's all. Buddy.
Bleep that.
Dodge, with your returning analysis on this game, please.
I'm gonna take the Steelers because I believe in Najee Harris. I think he's very nice, but I feel like this game they should still treat it as tied up because if they hadn't missed, it's 14-14, right?
True.
So. It could honestly go either way, but I think Steelers because of coaching.
Any factoid? I miss your factoids.
I'll get back to you on that.
We gotta bring back the NFL factoids of the day for Dodge.
I got you, bro.
Tudden? T-Rain?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the game right now, they're up by 1 point, but it's really close, but Browns are up in total yards, up in total passing yards, rushing yards. They're better in fourth down. I mean, they've only went twice and Steelers went none, but still third down they're better, so it's still close, but I feel like
it's trending, right?
Yeah, it's trending, so like, you know, I'm gonna go with the Browns. They're gonna sneak one out.
since you're already giving us your thoughts and opinions on this game, please take us into the Commandos.
Who'd you pick?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, Hamza didn't pick anything.
Hey, Mr. Hamza? I said, after what we saw from them last week, you know, all the outside stadium shenanigans, I think they're cursed for the rest of the season, and God will not be on their side at any single game.
Wow,
the Browns. But no, jokes aside, I did state that in week one that they had like been ranked on the lowest in the league in multiple positions, and I think they can be easily exploited by other teams. And the Steelers might be able to do that. I know they lost to the Patriots last week, which is pretty demoralizing. Not demoralizing, but, you know, takes away from your confidence after week one.
A little bit.
But I think they'll be fine after winning against the Bengals earlier in the season. Yeah. But, T-Rain, please, take us to your Commandos. How we doing? How we feeling about
Washington.
Week two?
Washington.
And going against the Eagles in this week. How do we feel about the previous 2 weeks?
I mean, the first week was amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Second week was, first of all, Lions are not a joke.
Not at all.
They're good.
I said
they're
that.
They're amazing.
Lions are very sneaky, bro.
They're sneaky.
And because
they're
of the hard knocks, amazing. Everybody is rooting for them now, so they have a crazy confidence. Yeah. The coach, I don't know, I fuck with the coach. He used to be an assistant coach on the Saints, and like I can't believe like
Sam Brown is
they
a
let
dog.
Him go be a head coach. He's literally like just pure like inspiration and passion. Yeah. He made this team like just like they're all gritty, like hard hitting, like players now. They did not have this attitude 2 seasons ago.
They have
every
playmakers.
Game they go down in the game, they would just give up.
Yeah, they have playmakers, DeAndre Swift and Sam Brown, that just killed us that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was a tale of two halves basically because Commanders did not do shit in the first half. Second half, something happened with the offense. They brought it up, but
as soon as you guys did that, the Lions kept scoring though.
The defense is what brought us back. They could not get a stop to like, and that's like that's where we miss Chase Young the most.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Is there any update on him? You know when he's going to be back or nothing yet?
Nothing yet.
That's terrible.
Nothing yet.
How big is his impact now that he's not there?
He's the best player on the defense.
How do you see that?
Best player on the defense. I mean, you have Montez Sweat. You have Daron Payne. But, like, you know, only they can do so much.
When you double team one of them, the other one's not good enough to beat that. So when they have Chase Young and double him, everybody else gets opened up.
Like, we already know our defensive line's okay. But then our secondary is where we're getting caused problems, and they just couldn't keep up, and we couldn't make that comeback. So, offense, I mean, yeah, Carson Wentz had his first half struggles.
He made some good throws.
Second half, he turned it up. But if the defense can get a stop, you're not gonna make a comeback. You're not gonna win. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, now going on to the Eagles game, we're about to get destroyed.
I just want to say
you don't have any hope because the division game. You don't have any hope.
I have hope only because it was the division game. That's literally it.
Like 5%, 10%, 20%.
They're also undefeated. I just want to say
35%.
The Eagles are still undefeated.
The Eagles right now,
Commanders suck, bro.
Their defense,
even with Dak, Cowboys are still going to be second in that division.
You're about to lose to the Browns, bro.
No, go on.
Jacoby Brissett, bro.
Go on to you.
It's not Jacoby, bro.
Whatever the fuck it's quarterback is.
It's Amari. It's Nick Chubb. It's Nick Chubb. And it's Nick Chubb.
It's Kareem Hunt.
Eagles are a contending team. We all know that. All
right, and then are you better than the Cowboys?
For sure.
I'm not saying that.
It might be.
Without your boy Chase Young, no.
If he comes back,
you guys might be
better. We are better than the Cowboys.
I think
100%.
Cooper Rush is better than Dak, bro. We didn't talk about that.
How many, if he's more
talented, but he plays a system better than Dak.
Bro,
he literally uses his receivers better than Dak. I don't know how to explain it.
Before we move on, I'm trying to hear Tyrion's thoughts on the Eagles so far.
Oh, no.
They're going to destroy you.
Oh, the Eagles are going to... Steelers versus Bengals, Steelers did not have a chance. Yeah. Everyone thought that, right? Did you not think that Bengals?
That was not what I expected them to say.
That didn't make any sense.
No, I'm saying.
I didn't get that.
But Bengals were projected, win, right?
So you're saying you think the Eagles are projected to win this, but it's a divisional game,
just like the Bengals Steelers.
But you have no hope.
But I only have a hope because it's a divisional game. So anything happened.
Okay, cool. I just want to say Jalen Hurts is like top four or top three odds to win MVP this year. You guys think that's...
He had two rushing touchdowns the other night, right?
But, I mean, he's played pretty good so far. I mean, he's making the throws he should make. Like, you know, for some running quarterbacks, you'd see, like, in their first couple of years, they're not making those easy throws, easy checkdowns. Not making the big throws on the field, the timing ones. But I know it's early in the season, but those first two games, he's looked really, really comfortable.
I mean, I would be surprised if he didn't look comfortable.
Like, the first game, he targeted AJ Brown, right, and the running game was going, and then Devontae Smith had I think one target the first game, and he's top pick, right? And then the second game he had like 10 catches. So that's like what a veteran quarterback does, like, you know, when you realize you didn't use one player, like the next game you make it.
When you're surrounded by all these players,
give them the ball.
Yeah, when you're surrounded by all these players, all these pieces, You're supposed to be like, you know.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be there.
He looks more mature in the
pocket. Way more mature. And, like, Eagles defense is there to back him up as well. Yeah. Like, Eagles defense is no joke.
You guys think they have a chance of getting number one seed in the NFC? Because, I mean, the NFC is not super, super. Ooh. The Eagles.
The Rams? No, I'm saying who's going to beat them? The Rams? No.
You don't think? What do you mean?
The Rams
got beat by the Bills, and everybody is sunning right off the Rams.
You were the one who was like, oh, no,
the
they're
Bills
not
are
as good as.
Our better team.
Yeah, 100%.
But the Rams are still, like, what?
But
the Rams
are still
Rams, Rams have
bro.
Better roster than majority.
Okay, one second.
They got beat by arguably the best team in the league.
Yeah, the Bills so far have looking amazing.
I know the Falcons game, they let them back in the game, but it's early season.
I think the Rams will have a
season,
shaky
man.
Season. I do think they're a better team than the Eagles, but I think somehow the Eagles might just get the number one seed. That's what I'm saying.
We said who would be the number one seed, right?
The Rams are definitely if it was a playoff game, I would definitely take the Rams because
they're more experienced.
They're just more experienced.
You would say a better coach.
But who might be hotter in 15 games or not 15 games, in 13 more games? Yeah. Might be the Eagles.
Remember last season when the Rams had that stretch, we were like, they're terrible.
Stafford throwing picks.
I don't know, November or something.
Exactly. So they're not a number one seed kind of team,
Stafford's
bro.
Stafford's that guy. He's just going to throw whatever he wants to throw in the regular season, get the system figured out, and then In the playoffs, you're going to trust him to make that big throw.
Exactly.
We haven't seen Hurts do that
Hurts
yet.
Hurts is not going to do that. He's going to try to run it in a defense like the Rams. You try rushing like that against the Rams, you're getting cracked by Aaron Donald. Bobby Wagner, Aaron Donald. You tell me one of them is not going to catch you?
And I think Ramsey.
And then Ramsey's there too. Like, you tell me he's not putting a body in. Ramsey, okay, let's talk about Jalen for 1 second.
He's not as good as he used to be.
We've been known that he's not
that guy,
but he gets very lucky.
He's hot.
He gets hot and he gets very lucky too.
Sometimes, yeah.
He's very good. He's very talented. He's definitely up there top five, top two even.
It used to be like you can't throw to his side of the field, but now it's like they're throwing to him more and more.
On purpose. Because he messes up and he gets.
And then once in a while,
he messes with him.
I mean, not once in a while, but like. I still say more often than not,
right?
He'll make the big play.
Either he'll be hot. Sometimes there have been a lot of lucky plays. I'm not saying he's just but he's definitely a number, like, there's a week one against the Bills. They threw to him all game long. And they cooked. He got cooked.
I understand that, but.
But Bills the like second week, he turned the fuck up.
Yeah, it was against the Falcons.
So it does, I know, but still, he still made that game winning.
It's a good shift.
That last pick that he had was still
game ending.
Still nasty. Like, it was still a nasty pick.
Let me just say, back to the Eagles real quick.
Yeah, go back.
They're solid defensively and offensively. They have so many pieces that they're not failed. Like, they cannot fail unless Jalen Hurts does something.
The roster is there.
That's why I would still put him behind Rams. Because. Mm-hmm. Rams still have Matthew Stafford. He's so reliable.
Does that mean you're taking the Eagles in week three?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Against the
Yeah.
Okay. Are we all, sorry. Commanders.
We're going to bleep that out.
Are we all taking the Eagles here, all five of us?
I believe so. I think they're going to remain undefeated.
Eagles.
Undefeated?
Yeah. Two games.
They remain undefeated.
Not the whole thing.
That's 17 games now, right? 18 weeks, 17 games?
No. I know New Jersey got hyped, but no. Not like that. Dodge bunch.
Eagles.
Eagles.
I don't even need to ask. All right. Moving on to the next divisional matchup, but we have Panthers versus Saints.
Just gonna get
Baker Mayfield versus, I hope not, James Winston.
Why not?
He has four vertebrae fractures, bro. Like,
oh yeah, nah.
I don't know how
four
the coaches or training staff even let him play, right? Because like, he could be like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm good. But like,
as money,
he played terrible. He made terrible throws, terrible decisions, and he didn't look comfortable. And he has four fractures. So the whole point of investing in a proper backup quarterback is to use him when your starter is hurt, right? So why are you forcing him out there against one of the best teams when your defense is playing at like Super Bowl level, almost pretty much shutting Tom Brady out, and they didn't really score until Jameis threw the pick six.
Yeah,
but
it was a weak game.
I hope for week three, Andy Dalton plays, because Andy Dalton is a very, very solid quarterback. You know, like, he's had multiple winning seasons. He knows how to play quarterback. That's not knocking Jameis, but Jameis is not healthy. It's still the beginning of the season. You let him rest for a few games. Maybe he'll be healthy later on. Obviously, you know, we hope that. So use the backup quarterback. The Panthers are not that great. We've seen them, you know, score some points in these first couple of weeks, but their defense is not very, very good. And the Saints have way too many weapons to be playing that terribly offensively. They're playing literally and putting up the same amount of mounts as they did last year, and you can't even name three of the receivers last year. Now they have Michael Thomas back, Jarvis Landry, Chris Olave, and Kamara didn't play last week, but he should be back week three healthy. So I'm not even I just don't see a way the Saints can lose this game. It might be scrappy, but I think they'll pull it out. They usually have like really good games against the Panthers.
Yeah, I do not think they should put Winston in, but I mean I don't blame Winston on that loss, because
He had three interceptions, and one of them was a pick six.
But like, when you're not,
I'll give him respect and toughness points, obviously, because you know he toughed it out. He wanted to play the game, finish the game out against his former team. I understand from his view, but as a coach, you have to protect the players from themselves.
But coach's fault.
I don't understand why. I really had nothing else to say about it, because I just don't know why that and how that even happened. That's like malpractice or something.
Yeah,
he's out there with four fractures in his back. And he got sacked 10 times so far in two games. So why, why put him out there week three when you have Andy Dalton?
Can we just talk about how Tom Brady gets way...
Oh, my God, bro.
Gets we away. He should have gotten suspended alongside Mike Evans.
Let's
because if Tom Brady, doesn't go up, if Tom Brady doesn't run all the way up the field, which he does every time he doesn't get his way, what does Tom do? He fucking runs up the fucking field. Either is cussing out some player or is fucking cussing out some official, and he always gets away with it.
Brady said something that obviously made Lattimore turn around, and then Mike Evans runs from like 10 feet away and just cheap shots like Lattimore. Like he's done that two times before. Yeah,
I mean, they have beef.
Bro, nah.
Yeah, but you don't have beef like that, but like...
He gets suspended real
quick,
one game.
Real quick.
Because it's a repeat.
Tom Brady storms up the field, right, to run it, say shit to the official, shut the fuck up.
He instigated.
Sit there, right? Lattimore is literally like, bro, he's chilling. He's all he says, because whatever Tom said something about, oh, he fouled him, or he did this, or he's something, yeah. Right? And Lattimore says, no, it's clean, whatever. He just puts his hands up like it's straight, right? He doesn't say anything, and then that's when Tom is already on edge. He's on fucking, he's already going batshit crazy. That's when whatever he said to Lattimore.
It had to be some crazy.
And that's when Lattimore turned around and was like, what the fuck type of thing. But Fournette hyped it up too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he should have gotten suspended.
Bro, I think Tom Brady should have gotten suspended for that.
Nah, they won't.
They're not going to suspend him. I know. But if Tom Brady never takes that step, that fight never happens, bro.
But when I'm looking at Mike Evans' perspective, like, you see that from afar.
Yeah, you see somebody messing with your quarterback.
It's your quarterback, and it's Tom Brady at the end of the day.
But it is a cheap shot, and he has a history. He has a history of doing it.
Yeah, it is a cheap shot.
I don't understand why it wasn't a long suspension, but...
I'm pretty sure everybody taking Saints, right? Everybody taking Saints?
Against who?
Panthers.
Dodgy.
Cool. You want me to take the Panthers, bro?
That's what I'm saying.
You think I believe in
nobody?
I don't even need to ask them.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I do not believe.
Do you? Their defense.
At least he knows that Baker Mayfield's a quarterback.
Yeah. So we can move on to the next game. It's actually a good matchup.
Yeah.
Rams versus Cardinals. Dodge, I'll let you start. Stafford and Kyler Murray.
Rams.
Easily?
Yes, because I have Kyler Murray on fantasy, and he hasn't really given me
that's
shit.
That's biased.
No, I'm kidding. Kyler Murray is nice, but the Rams are a better team. I think.
Defensively?
Yes. See that play last week, the 22nd, was it 2-point conversion or was it?
Him running back, scrambling, bro. And then running it in.
I've never seen anything
bro.
That shit was insane. Life. They said it had two linemen.
Even in Madden,
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
I mean, you can.
But it's possible, bro.
It was hard. On that play from Next Gen Stats, he ran 80 yards.
That was good blocking, though. In the beginning,
can you believe that he ran 80 yards just running around in the pocket and then scrambling to the goal line. But let's talk about Carlos Rams. So you're just taking the Rams outright.
Just because of the fan.
All right,
Thudden, any insight? Any analysis?
I mean, it's gonna be a high scoring game. I believe. I think so.
Division
but
game.
But I'm going to take the Rams. I've seen Kyler Murray play these past two games. It's been very inconsistent.
Slow starts.
Is the Rams defense very good enough to stop the Cardinals, though? That's what it's going to come down to, right?
You think
Kyler
Murray would have been able to do that with fucking Aaron Donald?
The Raiders also gave the Cardinals a chance.
So basically, Kyler Murray is not going to be able to do that?
No.
Against Aaron Donald, Bobby Wagner, and Jalen Ramsey?
Yes.
It's Kyler Murray, though, at the end of the day.
You're going to get
a he'll do something.
I think it'll be a good game, a close game, because these two teams always like put up a good fight. But
bro, it's crazy.
I feel like the Rams would pull it out like by a field goal because it's not going to be an easy game. Unless the Rams haven't hit their stride either, and the Cardinals definitely haven't hit their stride. So it should be like a sloppy, I don't know.
But it's a good game to start hitting your stride.
Watch, it'll be, exactly. Yeah. I do believe Thunder, he said it'd be high scoring, but it'll be like sloppy high scoring. It'll be like fumbles
you
and
think?
Sixes and sacks and fucking. Bro, 100%. I think it'll be one of the best games of the week.
I think the Rams is going to shut down Kyler Murray. And just like week one with the Chiefs, you know.
The Rams have the easy job. Just have a spy on him almost every play.
Yeah.
And they have the fucking...
They have the team for that.
The talent.
They just let Jalen Ramsey go guard their best receiver. Who's who? Hollywood Brown or AJ Green? Who? Okay. Jalen Ramsey can easily lock down either
of them. That's what I'm saying.
Have a spy on Murray, and Murray has to beat you with his arm, basically. Which you can,
but
Stafford has a better arm, so taking Stafford.
How many games till Big Dog comes back for the Cardinals?
I think he was, we said six to eight games.
Three more weeks. Yeah. So I'm taking the Rams. Dodge is taking the Rams. Stutter is taking the Rams.
Dodge is taking Cards.
No. I said Rams. Rams straight
up. Three Rams so far. So what about you two?
Okay. I'm taking Rams too.
Yeah, their defense. Yeah. Kyle Murray's not doing that fucking 20-second thing.
That's two sweeps in a row. So definitely one of those games is going to not happen like
that.
It's
a hoax.
But
pretty well the past couple of weeks.
We did.
A little bit.
This next game, I think, is going to be the biggest game for some reason of the week.
I think name-wise.
Name-wise. Bucks versus the Packers.
I think it's going to be a Green Bay. Game.
It's going to be trash.
I think they both have no receivers.
Aaron Rodgers is so tired.
Both crying.
I honestly think this shit is going to end like 17-14. Like 14-10.
Because their defenses are fucking...
Bro, like, the Packers' defense is valid. The Bucks' run defense is amazing. And Rodgers is not throwing 30 times at Christian Watson. Brady is going to throw to Russell Gage and fucking...
Scotty Miller, bro.
Like,
can you believe Scotty Miller was about to get cut?
Yeah, and he fucking made the
team. And now he's the number one receiver for the Bucks, bro.
Mike Evans was fighting for Tom Brady. Now Tom Brady doesn't have Mike Evans in this game, so...
Ayahuasca versus divorce guy, single versus the deadbeat dad, as the bachelor bachelor against the
Tom Brady hates his kids. That's why he's
about to get divorced.
He might as well not even have kids. He never sees them anyways.
Giselle is gone.
Actually,
okay. Bro, they're like they're not talking or the, like they're like
yeah.
Like they're not like separated. They're separated. They're like,
no, they are separated.
They're like not like, you know.
They are separated.
It's not right.
So it's
so right.
Not right.
Apparently, she wanted him to retire like years ago, and he's just like, nah.
So
yeah, I mean, I mean,
that's
why I say
like, he's a fucking like he don't like his kids, bro. It has to be some shit.
He don't like his kids.
His legacy has been cemented. Like he definitely does not like being.
They've been living apart for more than a month.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This shit is mad serious, bro.
Separated.
He's but pissed off. He's a frustrated man.
Here's what we have on hand. We have an angry old man.
He's been winning.
Through his own problems with Giselle. And on the other hand, we have a loving very single, very proud of that life.
Open-minded,
open-hearted.
Spiritual.
Extremely spiritual after the ayahuasca experience.
Very talented quarterback.
It opened up his eyes.
Perked up, maybe, for the next game going against the Bachelor. I will take the ayahuasca man. The one and true.
You think so?
Meditated, spiritual quarterback that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I want to take the Packers, too, because obviously I want the Bucks to lose.
Him and Lazard.
Division rival. But
yeah.
I just don't think the Packers have the facilities to beat the Bucks. I genuinely don't. The defense will, I don't know about lock down Aaron Jones, but Aaron Jones won't have the best game. Who the fuck is Aaron Rodgers throwing to?
But Brady been struggling for the first 2 weeks a little bit. I mean, I understand they won both games.
But Aaron Rodgers is not that good playing against the Bucks.
You never know.
Or against Tom Brady. I don't know. I think it'll be a shit game as well. Like, very low scoring, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Bucks by 3. I just know it's gonna happen. The Packers will dominate most of the game, and then Aaron Rodgers will choke down the stretch, and Brady will make one good throw the whole game, and they'll somehow get a field goal. Like that's literally how every Tom Brady game goes. Like, am I wrong or no? Every game you think Brady is out, you look back in the fourth quarter and like he makes one throw down the middle of the field or like a corner route, and then they just get a field goal or some shit.
He knows how to play the sport.
Yeah. It always ends up happening.
I'll just piggyback on what Harry said.
So you taking the Bucks as well?
Taking the Bucks.
Wow.
Just think.
Wow, it's surprising. I just don't think Packers have that talent, bro.
Like they have talent, but
I can hear
it's not better than the Bucks' talent, voice. Man. They have Brady on the other side, even though he's 50. But it's okay.
Man, seriously, man. I just don't think it can happen. Aaron Rodgers is not destined to beat the Bucks and Tom Brady.
I'm going to take.
Boo.
I'm going to take the Bucks just because of their defense.
Packers have a pretty good defense, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel
he's
like I feel
to
like
Aaron Rodgers, his life this, depends on it.
I don't know. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Packers. I want to be different. Packers? I want to be wow. different.
There you go. Welcome. Welcome.
That's two votes for Ayahuasca man and
welcome.
Three votes for
welcome
Ayahuasca.
Welcome to the jungle.
Anytime somebody talks with Joe Rogan, their life gets better.
Welcome.
Right?
That's insane, bro.
Welcome to the jungle of the Amazons. All
right. Do you hear the rainfall?
I do.
Stop it.
And
moving
I hear.
On to
I hear the Titans.
The next divisional matchup of the week: yeah. Bills versus Dolphins. Should be a good game. Josh Allen has a Dolphins number. I don't know the exact record against him, but he's probably won like 90-95% of the games he's played against the Dolphins.
Both undefeated teams.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bills have been railing every team that they've seen.
Tua just threw for 6 touchdowns.
He got the Josh dog in
his that all year. That was a terrible defense. Crazy if you think he's going to do that to the Bills.
I mean, I don't think so. I'm
yeah,
not saying
so that's
he is.
Irrelevant. That's irrelevant. The Ravens choked more than anything.
Yeah.
So the Bills are definitely not doing that, bro. They literally steamrolled the Super Bowl winners first week. And it wasn't even close. And last week wasn't even close. Last week against Titans wasn't even close. We
last
all knew
week was different.
We all knew it was over with. And
after the first quarter.
I know the Dolphins had a crazy comeback, but the fact that they're even down that much is concerning. And the way they came back, I don't know. It was like great to watch, but it wasn't very convincing that like this team is dominant. I still don't like their defense.
Yeah.
They have one good lineman, fucking former Saints lineman, Armstead.
Yeah.
I mean
he's good, but who the hell else is a lineman?
I mean,
the
like,
Bills have a good
Tua,
defensive line.
Tua, like, he showed up that game, right? His stats showed
up. He made the open
but
throws.
The thing is,
he had Tyreek Hill was extremely underthrown.
Look at those late touchdowns. Yeah. They were wide open. Wide open throws. He should be making that. That's terrible defense, bro.
But if you go back to, like, what Deep just said, the some wow. plays were just like, what are you
he didn't
doing?
Thread yeah. the, he didn't thread the needle many times in the bro. It was all
he,
wide.
He's not
open,
a needle
bro.
Threader, though.
He is, bro. His whole game is accuracy. Those deep balls he should be making, and I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, but I don't see that happening against the Bills. Like, they're not going to be playing that wide open. I don't see it happening. I think the Bills, I don't want to say steamroll, but I feel like they'll win by like a touchdown or two. Like, it's possible they could just drop 2-3 touchdowns and the Dolphins just can't answer because they can't get in rhythm.
I think they'll steamroll.
Steamroll? But,
yeah.
The Bills are extremely dominant, man. So I'm going to take the Bills. Thurman taking the Bills.
Definitely Bills.
Harmon taking the Bills. Dodge Bills. Taking Bills. Even Dippy going to take the Bills.
Another sweep. You want to talk about
last week's game? Let's talk about. We can talk about the Colts. You talk about the Chiefs game or the Colts game?
Both.
Colts?
We can talk about both.
Colts?
We can talk about the Chiefs, how they've been so far.
I think they've been perfectly fine, bro.
They've been convincing, honestly.
Exactly.
Like they, like you can tell, like they're still not obviously like they're later, you know, season type of team, but they're not fully, you know, in rhythm with their offense. You know, some people don't know exactly what they're doing, and they're still looking dominant. The Chargers game was close, but the Chargers are also a very, very good team. So I don't know, people who doubted Mahomes coming into the year, like, oh, he doesn't have Tyreek, and when you have the best quarterback in the league.
Teams is gonna shine.
He's gonna. You're
your
gonna
receivers
win
get better. Your fucking line can
instead
hold.
Instead of having
better.
One really good receivers and like 2-3 average ones, he has like 3 or 4 like super solid above average receivers. I feel like, and the best tight end in the game still.
I mean, sure, Tyreek Hill left, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they still have those receivers, and behind those receivers, Patrick Mahomes.
And is
like
Andy Reid orchestrating?
Yeah, like well, what difference? Like you know, like Chiefs, we still knew they were gonna be good. And they're living up to it still. So, mm-hmm.
You guys see any like big faults in the Chiefs team?
Nah, but y'all see Kelce get body bagged.
Yo,
that was wild.
I thought that was gonna be a penalty, but but then we watched on replay. He didn't land on his head. He landed straight on his back.
Yeah,
but
I thought you couldn't swing a player down.
You can do that, but you can't drop them on their head or their neck. Tough, yeah. Like the people have done that all the time, like suplex. But like you get a penalty, if obviously trying to snap their neck. But yeah, that was a crazy play. So Chiefs versus Colts. We're not. Let's talk about the Colts real quick. Very disappointing start, eh? Matt Ryan. We thought he was gonna change the team. I mean, I did. I honestly thought he was gonna like. It's still early in the season, but
it's kind of offensive.
The Colts. We thought they were a lock for the division, and now it looks like a very wide open division.
What's happening with Jonathan Taylor?
I don't know.
It's something.
I don't know. The first game, every time I looked. he was like they were forcing throws and they didn't even like in the second week they didn't have Pittman and they were still forcing throws. I was like, is Jonathan Taylor healthy?
I don't know. They're just not using him for some reason, but
he was literally like
that should change
supposed
because
he's to have like, another like MVP type season. Yeah. Like he was insane last year. Why are you not trying to force feed him? I know maybe they're you know, not trying to get him banged up early in the year, but you just lost two, I think, very winnable games. Yeah. The Jaguars and who's the other team they played?
They drew against the Texans, against Dodgers Texans.
What do you mean my Texans?
They drew?
They drew.
I thought it was a loss. I thought they lost to Texans.
It was a draw 2020.
Oh my God, bro. I don't think that's any better because that's a division game. So.
And then they lost without scoring to the Jaguars. And
yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
To the Jags. And now,
and the Jags are not bad.
The Jags are not bad.
They look way better. We're not going to talk about it too much, but yeah. Doug Peterson, a better coach. Lawrence looks more comfortable, a better roster overall. Look better. But we still thought the Colts were
something.
Yeah,
what Jonathan Taylor was doing.
I don't think if Pittman is literally the best receiver, and if he's not healthy, they don't have an offense.
Yeah.
There's no offense. There's no passing.
I don't think he's that hurt.
Pittman's so yeah, hard. Chiefs sweep for that game. Chiefs versus Colts, and we're just talking about the Jaguars, so we might as well just talk about this next game real quick. Yeah. Jaguars versus Chargers.
The Jags are as good as you guys think they are. Not as good if they are as decent as you guys think they are. Then they'll drop at least two touchdowns, right?
I think it'll be a good game, for sure.
I don't think they're going to drop more than two touchdowns, the Jags. And obviously, you already know who I'm going to take.
I think the Chargers will obviously win the game.
They should.
But I don't think the Jaguars will make it easy, bro.
No.
I'm being dead ass. They don't play each other often, so it's not like they know each other, like know what they're going to do. The Jags are still improving, adding new plays. Like people don't know what their playbook is because it's a new coach. So I don't know. I feel like maybe they'll score more than two touchdowns, but I don't think the Chargers are going to blow them out at all.
I think it would be a big win, a big confidence boost.
If the Jaguars win this game, bro, yeah.
If
statement win.
Whoever
that's
wins
like
this game.
That's like a season-changing loss for the Chargers.
If the Chargers don't win this by more than 21, I'm just saying if they don't win it by more than 21 points.
Jaguars are valid.
Exactly.
Because they've shown consistency through the first three
games.
That's
exactly what I was about to say.
The first game
was
good.
They're not terrible.
It was a good game.
But if the Chargers come in here and they beat them by more than 21 points, that's more. That's better for the Chargers because they need that under their belt, bro.
Yeah,
they need to blow out a team. They need to blow out a team because you know they're a team that if, and they don't even have Keenan is questionable still, right?
He's not ruled out, which is a good sign.
So, but we already knew that. We already knew that he wasn't going to have Keenan the whole year.
He might be back, though, but I don't know. I'm picking the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are going to pull off the upset. I think it'll be upset of the week.
I think
it's crazy.
I think the Chargers really need this win, and I think they will get this win. I mean, the biggest thing about the Chargers every season, if you look at it, it's always injuries. Injuries always get them.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have...
But it's also sometimes bad coaching.
It's also bad, bad coaching too. But I think it's mostly injuries.
Yo, is Herbert, like, fine? Are we going to talk about that? Like,
yeah,
he played the whole last, quarter or something? Like, holding
that through, that one throw he had right after he looked like he was dying?
Apparently they said he feels better, which I don't know how is that. Like, what, did they say exactly what the injury was? Was it just bruised ribs or something? Did they even say what it was?
Let's pause for 2 seconds. Why did they not bench him right away? Is that concerning to you or not?
Because he put them in a winning position and they didn't get the onside kick.
He's stated that he's day-to-day as of right now. He's feeling more comfortable.
I know,
so far.
Just like I said about James, you got to protect the players from themselves. But
yeah.
He was making every throw.
No, he was not.
He was making every big throw. Bro, look at the drive.
Okay.
He made
the big throw.
Touch timing throws and then like...
There's just that one throw where he gave up, but like that.
I understand.
That was alarming, but like other than that, like all those other throws were
that last throw for that touchdown. I was like, how the did he?
Yeah,
he had to have known he could do that. That's why he stayed in the game.
So
and the thing is with Jameis, he stayed in the game and he didn't make that throw. Herbert did, but how much was it going to cost him?
It was.
Did he injure him like terribly being in there that long, or did he know that like it can't get any worse than this, so I'm just going to stay in?
So it was stated that he suffered a fracture to his rib cartilage following the hit from Mike Dana, and he remained in the game all the way through.
Yeah,
the
final as all match. As all pain tolerance, they're probably just gonna give him a shot. Or something now.
They're saying is day to day, and that he has signs of improvement with this week's practice.
At least it was just cartilage,
not a broken rib or something.
Yeah, it's either that or he's acting tough. But there's no acting.
He's a tough, you know. He's a tough kid for staying in that whole game. Yeah. And bro, he literally put them in winning position. They were one bounce away from getting the onside kick. Like, it literally bounced wrong, but the Chiefs still got it. So, yeah. I mean, if they got the ball back, and I don't know, maybe Herbert would have won that game, but that's what it always comes down to, right?
I'm going
to
take the Chargers still.
Yeah. So, Dodge, Thurman?
Chargers, bro. I believe in Herbert.
Chargers.
So you pick Chargers, right?
Yep. Right,
so, everybody's picking the Chargers. I picked the Jags. Let's move on to the next game of the week. I think it's a really, really solid game. Niners versus Broncos.
Very mediocre.
Really?
What?
I feel like this is a game that we'll figure out what these teams are.
You have Russell Wilson who still needs to prove himself, and now you have Jimmy Garoppolo returning to the Niners. What do you mean?
They both have to prove themselves.
Out of the whole week, though?
It's better than Chiefs, Colts, better than Titans, Raiders, better than Commanders.
It's
better than a lot of games.
I don't think it's going to be high scoring, though. It's not going to be that game. Like, we're both...
We don't know that, but the thing is,
I don't think it's
going to
be high scoring.
We don't know what the Broncos are.
Whoever wins this game, it's going to be a big, like,
confidence boost for sure.
For both teams. Because they need.
We just beat a very good team.
They're both good, solid teams. They're not easy to beat teams. Yeah.
The Broncos had a terrible game last week. I don't know what that was, but I just don't think the coach is ready to be a coach. That's what it comes down to. Like, there's a lot of dumb decisions and play calls and situational, like, stuff that. Experienced head coach would not mess up. So just let Russell Wilson be Russell Wilson.
Why are you not calling a timeout? Bro, they wasted
We don't even need to talk about that. We all know.
Everybody knows how bad that was. They wasted a whole minute on that shit. So
that's hell. I feel like the Niners
might pull out the win. I think Garoppolo has a little more going for him right now, no?
I feel like the Niners' run game will wear out the Broncos defense.
He has Debo. He still has Debo.
Yeah,
Jeff
Wilson is solid. Judy's questionable as well. Sutton. Patrick's out for the year. The two running backs have not been great.
They haven't done shit this year.
First game was terrible. Second game was eh.
I'm going to take the Niners.
I'm going to take the Niners. The Broncos, man, like, coaching, like, I just don't believe
it's,
in that,
it's
man.
It's bad, right? Like, the Niners coach is really, really good, and he doesn't really make those kind of mistakes, but, like...
The coaching is just really
mistakes,
getting me.
Like, they could have been 2-0 right now. But I still feel like this game, they'll let Russell Wilson be Russell Wilson more, especially because he's played this team before, it's a division game. He'll tell them, like, yo, they do this, they do that. I feel like the Broncos are going to win this game. I feel like he knows the Niners inside and out.
Russell Wilson.
I don't know.
Very, very
nice.
I
trust in the better quarterback.
Because of him, I take Broncos.
You believe in the man of the church?
Bro, I told you. You know what's crazy? That stat where he was like, he's never lost two games in a row.
Who? Russell Wilson?
Yeah. That was insane.
I think that's already been broken.
I mean,
you brought that up last season and now.
It was in playoffs. Yeah. Wow. That's sad.
But still, no, man, he's a great quarterback. It's just, you look at that? Can they figure out the scenario stuff, situational stuff. I think they will. I think they'll pull out the win.
Yeah, I'm going to take the 49ers as well. This is the Broncos have not proved anything so far in these past 2 weeks. And they've been looking very shaky. I mean, yeah, they got Russell Wilson, but Judy now is hurt.
Yeah, what can everybody else do, right?
What they can do. Judy was probably their best weapon besides Russell Wilson.
That's true.
For him to throw to. I think we all picked the 49ers, right?
Me and Dodge picked the Broncos.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I feel like it'll be a good game, even game. Probably like win by a field goal, maybe like 6 points, you know? One of those kind of games. Our last divisional matchup of the week, Cowboys and the Giants.
Garbage bucket.
It's actually a decent game because both these teams have had one good game and one bad game this season. But the Giants are 2-0, right? So they played bad in that game, but they still pulled it out.
And so let's go ahead and talk about your boy.
Who's my boy? Saquon?
Yeah. No.
Saquon's back.
I don't know who my boy. Cooper Rush?
I knew it. Bro, I was waiting for it to click.
I don't know, man. I really don't know how to explain it. He literally plays the system
bro,
better.
Last year.
Dak. He's not like forcing a ball to anybody, or he's not looking away anybody. Like, you know, like Dak and CeeDee Lamb don't have the same connection him and Amari did, right? But like Cooper Rush is throwing to anybody who's open. Like, there's no agenda on his mind. Maybe it's not on Dak's mind either, but it looks like that, right? Like, the last season or so, Dak's not looked right. Cooper Rush looks comfortable. I don't know what it is. I don't know how. He's just been ready. He's been ready to, for this opportunity, right? So, like, the Cowboys are not terrible, but I feel like they won't be able to. I feel like the Cowboys defense won't be able to hold Saquon. That's why I'm going to take the Giants.
I think just because the Giants are 2-0, they might take this win.
They're coming with a lot of confidence, man. Yeah. Like, they're spreading the ball around, too. Daniel Jones.
Cowboys are not looking too confident.
Daniel Jones has only thrown one pick so far. He's been limiting the turnovers, which is good. You know,
and that's the best thing you can do. That's coming in against the Cowboys defense.
Their coach technically transformed Josh Allen, right? Like, that was Josh Allen's concern was accuracy. And so far, he's managed Daniel Jones pretty well. So I'm going to take Giants. It'll be a close, hard-fought divisional game. Fights everywhere, you know, all those good
Saquon,
game.
Saquon's bad. Giants for fight. Sure. He's going to lead him with 100 rushing yards to a great win.
I think it'll be at least 100.
Yeah, because he had a slow week, second week, so I think they'll make it, you know.
He'll make up for it.
I'm taking Cowboys.
Wow.
Wow.
Simply because.
A Commanders fan taking the Cowboys.
It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
And the Eagles. If you look, I'm not taking anything from the Giants. They've been good.
Not much of a fan. Yeah.
They've been good.
Not at all.
Daniel Jones has been playing good. Saquon Barkley is back, basically. Mm-hmm. But the first two games they played, they squeezed one out from the Titans. They played a Panthers team that's not really good.
And it was still a close game.
And it was still a close game. So I'm not believing on this Giants hype train.
Wow.
I think Daniel Jones is not there. He had two good, okay games. It was mostly Saquon Barkley. But Daniel Jones...
He made some decent throws,
but I just don't think...
You can't really say that Cooper Rush is like that much more talented than Daniel Jones.
I mean, your quarterback has more options, but why is he not doing anything then?
What do you mean? Bro, he's throwing 300-plus yards. What the fuck do you want him to do?
Yeah, he's like top five in passing.
What do you want him to do?
He's actually diving.
But like...
Wins.
I know Mitch Trubisky...
I mean, back to Dan...
Mitch Trubisky can't complete a 30-yard throw.
Back to
James with four fractures is better than Trubisky.
A fractured quarterback.
Back to Daniel Jones. The Giants had a good start, but Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones, man. Like, do you really think he's gonna lead this team to the playoffs like that?
Who the fuck's gonna be a leader? We're talking about the Cowboys.
You guys are saying like they're gonna beat the Cowboys.
What does it mean they're gonna make the playoffs?
But Cowboys can potentially win the division.
No. Oh, you said like Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay, potentially winning the division. We're talking about
if you're saying Cooper Rush is that good.
So
you think
I said earlier that it was going to be the Eagles.
You guys are putting words in my mouth.
and then the Cowboys, and you were like, no.
Oh, no. We're still better than them.
100%. But they could potentially win the division, right?
Listen, this is how it goes.
How does it go?
They potentially can. They're not far behind. What?
Okay, so then how are you better than them?
It's literally the Eagles, Commanders. I don't see the Giants as a potential division winner.
Yeah, none of us did. Wow. I'm just saying they could beat the Cowboys.
This game,
they're not going to beat them.
Now.
Okay, so...
I'll take Cooper Rush over Daniel Jones.
Give me a score prediction then, if you're so confident. What do you think is going to happen?
It's still going to be a close game.
You think so?
But yeah, it's a divisional game. Like,
they'll pull it out?
They'll pull it out.
Pull it out.
But as far as like...
Pull it out.
as far as Daniel Jones, and like he's not like I don't think he's gonna play as good as he did week two and week one.
Saquon though.
Saquon, yeah, that's all.
Give the ball to Saquon. That's the game plan.
Let Saquon cook.
So Thurman's taking the Cowboys.
Who are they gonna give it to Zeke?
I am taking the Giants. Hamza, who are you taking?
I said
Zeke.
Saquon.
You said Saquon. So me and Hamza are taking the Giants. Bunch, what did you say?
Saquon, too? Hey, wow. We have three Saquons.
I have Saquon on fantasy.
Oh, my
four
God.
Saquon. There we go. He's been biased for two games.
I actually did not expect this. Four Giants and one for the
Cowboys. This is the first time I picked the Cowboys ever, dude.
Yeah. And the Eagles, bro. You're going against your whole organization.
Crazy, bro.
You might be put on
Eagles is understandable.
10-day suspension from the Commandos.
Not team. Record is not understandable.
On that.
Can we talk about Mitch Trubisky only throwing 150 yards, no touchdown?
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
we're going to end this right here.
Please tune in to our soccer episode.
Before we
end a little bit.
Before we end the episode.
And the segment, we still got Real Madrid's coach coming in.
The Steelers are currently losing 23-14 with 1 minute left. Steelers are losing with 1 minute left.
Wrap the week up. Getting into our next segment with our returning guest, Tippy, all the way from L.A.
Hello, hello.
Let's give a little round of applause.
Yes, straight out of L.A.
You made the flight just for the podcast.
Just for this podcast. Just for this.
Took the private
that. Haters. I can hear haters.
Took the PJ just for this, but
we need you guys to run it up, like and follow us everywhere because we had to pay for that
PJ for that PJ,
very expensive
bro.
Flight from East Coast.
Cap, they all capping.
He took it on SpaceX, but a lot has happened since you last time joined us, and a lot has happened since last we talked about anything sure. soccer, for which sure. has been a few weeks. It was at the beginning of each league and the Champions League, which is getting started. And we've seen plenty of surprising games.
Two Champions League match days so far.
Yes. The two stages.
Every team has played two games.
The two stages have taken place. And I would like to start with a man in the white. And y'all know what white he's wearing right now. It's not just a polo shirt.
Y'all know it's Madrid, baby.
And here we go. Gay as hell.
Yeah.
Madrid.
How do we, how do you feel? How do you feel about the beginning of the season?
It's feel like Champions League, like it's that time of the year where Champions League, like, you know, you expect the unexpected, and that's what happened. You see with Liverpool, Napoli game, nobody expected. You expected Liverpool to concede 3 goals in one first half, that like, 2 against Napoli.
I expected them to lose with that bummy start in the EPL.
Yeah, but there's no way you could have
like
that
Liverpool,
kind of
like
that kind of loss is insane.
Insane, like especially with the team
to,
they have.
And to like a team that like majority of soccer fans, you could not name most of those players before that game kicked off. After the game, then you started learning all these guys' names, like Kvicha, I can't even pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
All those other players.
That like, guy ran the show.
Unless you were watching Serie A, there's no way you could have predicted that was going to happen.
They were shaking. The Liverpool, like, insane, they look very shaky. Like,
Zielinski.
They don't know.
He's been nice.
They look like they don't know what they're doing.
They're great at attack, but they couldn't finish, but and defense, they're shambles. They're worse than like even Man United this season with defense.
It was also without Thiago though, and Thiago is back now. I know, Thiago's not like the best midfielder in the world, but he does make a difference because their midfield is pretty weak, like creativity wise. So when he's back, they look a little bit more comfortable on the ball. But yeah, I think Napoli just caught them sleeping. They weren't expecting that, and then after the first two quick ones, like you just saw their defense was like they were not up for the challenge. Their mentality was gone after going down. 3-0.
Also, low-key, Van Dijk has like dropped his standards of playing. It's like after the injury, people be hyping him up like, yo, he's the best ever, like one of the best ever to do, like, you know, in the Premier League. And this year, you can see he's like
you have to be consistent.
What do you call it? He's been beaten. He's been like he's not like going forward when he has to make a tackle. Nothing. He's like a Sunday league like defender. He played
like never went to the ground before, and I feel like he I haven't seen him go to the ground once when I've seen him play so far. Like you want to see your defender. I mean, especially
aggressive
your best
tackle,
defender.
You
want to see him flying. Want to
take control of the game.
Take a card here, there. But you should be an aggressive defender, bro. Mm-hmm. Like
The Real Madrid fans.
Exactly.
I mean, that works. Like we got 13, like 14 now. Actually,
wins
sorry,
games.
I correct myself.
It wins you games when your best defender is aggressive.
From the likes of Pepe and Casemiro.
You know, attack win you games, but defense win you championships.
I was gonna mention that Van Dijk has been turned into a meme, as well as Salah and Trent. They have all been below mediocre this season. Diaz has been okay, and you're expecting that kind of performance from him, but Salah has been horrible. Even in that 9-1 win that they had,
he didn't score a single goal, crazy.
He's just been running up and losing the ball, running up and
if Liverpool scored 3 goals in normal game, I'll bet my money Salah probably had one at least. They scored 9, and
he didn't have a goal or assist.
I think so far he has like 1 assist or 2 this season.
His numbers are not that great this season.
Then he got that scrappy goal.
And then now people are realizing that how important Mane was.
Yes.
Like the way the front three played, Firmino, Mane, Salah was very fluid. Like they could all change positions and like, you know, because they had a lot of chemistry. And when you bring in a completely different number 9 who's not like a creative one, he's just like a pure, like, you know, striker. He's supposed to be a finisher, supposed to be an aerial threat. And Salah is not used to that.
Yeah.
Left wing Diaz, he's still new, and the front three is a completely new front three.
Yeah, so
they don't look like they have any chemistry. It's just individual goals they're relying on.
Yeah, also the teams have found a way to like cope with Liverpool. I feel like they've been playing the same tactics for like 4 years. It's been working, like, because as long as you keep running, you have the best players. But like at some point, even like the greatest team in like one of the greatest like best club teams in the world, Barcelona 2009, they were cruising until like Madrid caught them in 2012. Like every good team gonna get caught because people are gonna, you know, they're gonna take notes of it. They're gonna find a way to like, you know, open them up, and then that's what happened with Liverpool. They were pressing OD, like they'd be pressing like everybody and
high line
everything, and then
they were getting caught left and right and
every game.
And their center back partnership's not good. They're not looking in sync, and their fullbacks are not defending as well because they're always attacking. Trent's not known for defending, and even like especially when he's not back there to even like, you know, hold his spot, like they're literally always open on the counterattack.
Yeah, if they come back from this, like if they come back and win like say Premier League or any of the cups, I'd be surprised. I'd be very surprised.
Like, maybe win back. Like Carabao or FA.
Yeah, like if they win Premier League or Champions League,
no chance.
So far it's only week two, so I think Liverpool has a lot to like work on themselves. Right, for now they are even like worse than Dortmund or Napoli or like other teams that which we will never even think about like beating Liverpool,
especially with Klopp.
Yeah,
I'm not expecting to advance that far.
Let's talk about the other Premier League heavyweight, their Champions League group, Man City.
Different.
We saw Haaland score the game-winning goal against his former team.
Haaland is illegal. He should not. He's not a human.
Different beast. He's in the same animal.
Haaland is nice. But Haaland and Kevin De Bruyne together?
It's unfair, actually.
Big unfair.
Yeah, KDB and Haaland's link-up is literally crazy. It's like outrageous. It's like prime Ozil, prime Ronaldo. It's like prime Messi, prime Neymar. Like, well, I don't even know
I say prime Messi and Xavi and Iniesta.
It's crazy, bro. I don't even know how to describe it. Like,
yeah.
It's literally unfair.
He's like a cheat code. Like, Man City before Haaland was great. Man City with Haaland is even more amazing. Like, greater. It's like, almost unbeatable. Like,
we haven't seen them against like the craziest competition yet, right? Like,
yeah,
their biggest team was they played Liverpool in preseason. It was a Community Shield, which doesn't count.
I mean, that counts as a season, but
I don't count that.
That was his first game for City.
So far, Man City hasn't had the craziest test, but I think that they're playing United and Arsenal upcoming.
Yeah,
so we'll see how they do. I want to see Haaland go up against real defenders.
The other crazy thing is when you see Haaland playing, he's like, yeah, he's like a regular player. He like do one touch. Like, he just sit in the 6-yard box and then
draw defenders away from everybody else.
And he's strong as hell. Like, everybody else on the team
can create and finish. So when he's attracting two or three defenders like centrally, then the wings are open. And then if those players take a step out, Haaland's open. So it's literally the perfect system.
His finishing is crazy.
The main thing, I mean, I think City could... This might be the year to go all the way in the Champions League, and I think it'll only happen if Haaland is healthy.
Yeah, that was one piece they were missing, because usually in knockout games in previous years,
so many chances.
They get chances, but nobody finishes it. Like, even if they go behind, they attack, they have all the possession, but there's like no like use of possession if you can't score a goal. But now they have a weapon, like they can just like unleash that guy. You know, he can have a terrible, terrible game and still come out with a hat trick.
Yeah.
He's that kind of player.
He'll have five touches and like two goals.
Yeah, he said himself, he's like, I want to have my dream game would be if I have five touches, I have five goals. That's his dream game.
Yeah, because as a striker, I mean, your job is to be a striker. He wants to sit in the box. He wants to make runs and get service, right? He doesn't want to link up. He doesn't want to do this. All the stuff that Jesus did well for City and that he's doing for Arsenal, Haaland is not that player.
Yeah, make no mistake. Jesus is a great player.
He doesn't want to be that player.
Yeah, like, he wants Jesus is a great player and great fit for Man City system too, but... Haaland can do things which nobody could.
It's different.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a different number nine who also joined a new team this offseason.
Are we talking about Lewandowski?
Yeah.
New Barca number nine.
The leader of the Pichichi race.
Currently, yeah.
Eight goals.
Came from allegedly like farmer leagues to La Liga.
honestly, he was doing the same thing over there, and he was scoring tap-ins, and no one wanted to give him credit, especially Barca fans. And now the fact that he's doing it for them, they're like, oh, my God, he's the best striker.
He forgot to tap in against Bayern.
I'm not knocking him because I've been seeing him do this.
I don't think I ever knocked on Lewandowski besides the time that y'all said that he deserved it.
I didn't say Hamza. I said Barca fans because you know that's true. You guys didn't give him respect that year when he was supposed to win the Ballon d'Or.
We just believe that Messi deserved it. That's it. And people thought that Lewandowski deserved it. Yeah, we just believe that Messi deserved it. Let's talk about now.
What do you think is the ceiling for Barca this season?
Going to the finals and finishing
the Champions League.
Yeah,
you think they can go to the final Champions League, Barcelona?
Yeah,
final
after that Bayern 2-0. Like, were you discouraged or were you like?
No, not discouraged. Yes, it's a bitter game. I mean,
I don't think 2-0 was a fair scoreline, but
no, it wasn't. But from what you see in that game, and if looking at the sheet and the stats and all that, you see a good game. It was just the problem was in the box. I think Bayern had played great defense, however,
and they knew how Lewandowski played, so they definitely focused on him.
Every time that he got in the box, they forced his back to the goal, and by the time he turned, they knew how to steal it. Yeah. Even other attackers,
they've been seeing that for 10 years there, so they know. Like the coach knows all the training staff. They know
he almost finished plenty of times. We have 4 shots on target, 18 shots in total. I mean, on paper, we beat him and everything, and even Leroy Sané came out and said that we had the better game and that they just happened to be lucky on those attacks. And that's just soccer at the end of the day. Sometimes it just takes a lot of luck.
That's why you guys bought in Lewandowski.
Yeah. I know, but...
But also, that's raised a question about the defense of Barcelona. There was two attacks and then 2 goals, in a quick succession. You know?
They were good. I mean, they've been good so far, knock on wood.
That's the first, proper team they played this season too.
Understandable, but the changes.
And it wasn't a bad showing though. From a year ago, from that game, I think the transformation is actually insane.
Different, you can
from
see
getting
it.
Knocked out against Frankfurt. Like I know
they bought 6-7 world class players.
They bought a lot of new players, but the system is there though.
Xavi knows ball.
Big difference.
Lower teams. I know we're not talking about La Liga, but all these lower teams that they were like. If he against last season, they're easily putting them away now.
Yeah,
I know it's still early, but go ahead, continue. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, you see that improvement from the beginning of the game with the way they pressed and the way they were moving, and their formation was just on point. It is unfortunate that they gave up those 2 goals on those counterattacks. Could have easily scored, but Bayern was shutting us down in the box, and there was a lot of shots missed.
Neuer is just being Neuer.
That's how it's gonna be. Him and Courtois, I believe they're the best goalies out there right now.
Agreed.
Shots on goal, possession wise, passing accuracy. We fouled less, got less aggressive fouls. Offside and corners were equally distributed. But man, it's been a great start to the season, and we've performed well in every single game. And we just had to slip up in this game on the offensive side. Lewandowski has been doing great so far, especially in La Liga, putting up, a goal so far, and we've been, you know, steamrolling most of the weaker teams or low, you can call them lower level or not as talented like we used to. Like, it feels like it's an actual Barcelona style of play, the passing, all that.
Yeah.
And even from Twitter, I saw a picture of the lineup from last season. It's just a big, big difference. Like, we had Alba playing, mid right wing. No, I'm talking on the left. I meant Dani Alves playing right mid wing, and that was just horrible. It's a big shift. That's why I said also against Rayo when we tied, I said that was an improvement from last season because we lost to them last season. And with Bayern, we always lose, but I think this game was kind of a statement. And to come out from their players saying that we've played the better game, it tells you something.
I watched
high ceiling this season,
like first half, like. Not the all second half. Even as a Madrid fan, I can tell you Barca had a better game. They were controlling the midfield and they had chances which they failed to take advantage of. But Bayern came out with a game plan. Second half, they came more aggressively. I think there was not too much of a difference with tactics. Just their approach was more aggressive. And they also
didn't start Gnabry or Coman. Who were probably two of their best
That's what teams like Barca, like City, like Liverpool, that's where they get like attacked more, like as, with the pace, with aggression. That's how you can tackle them. And that's what Bayern did in the beginning, like 10, 20 minutes of the second half. And they took their chances. And Barca's unfortunate because I've seen the game and they were just running the show. So, yeah, tough luck.
I mean, besides that, I can say that we only have lost two games since May. And with that, I would like to move on to Real Madrid, who haven't lost
a single game since they lost
to us. Is it 8-0 or 9-0?
I think it's
so far this season.
8.
We gave you all a great moral boost after that 1-0.
Yeah, preseason. Here we go.
Here in the land of the free, in the home of the brave.
A Barca fan. We'll
just gifted them a point because we just like have their hopes up.
Yeah, take the win. Take the win. Okay, it's fine.
Take it.
We haven't lost a single game. I think there's only been like one game where we were unconvincing, but we still won. I think that was against Mallorca, where it wasn't even a starting like lineup. Yeah. But every game is pretty convincing. Like,
yeah,
the goals might not be there for some of the game, but then obviously they'll come towards the end. But the way they're playing, like last season when Ancelotti was there in the beginning, it was very shaky. There was not many like tactics. You didn't really know what the system was. And even in some of the Champions League games last year, they even through the comebacks, you were just like, what is the goal? What is the system, right? Like, what are they trying to do? Like, Barca, you can obviously, you know what the system is. But Madrid, you were just like, why? Like, it seems very just not too fluid. It looked very, you know, relying on individual talent. But this season, it's looked a lot more together, organized. Like, Tchouaméni, obviously, like, having a CDM who can actually progress the ball. He's a game changer. Like, Barca's had that with Busquets.
Yeah.
Madrid's had Modric and Kroos, who are more than capable.
Tchouaméni, he fits perfectly into the system right away.
When you have a player like that, and he's also very young, so he has legs. He can win the ball back anywhere on the field, and then he can play a pass out from anywhere on the field.
Yeah.
I think that's what's changed the team.
There's not a lot of people in the world who can replace Casemiro like that. Nobody.
Best player on the team and arguably the best player in the world the last year is out.
And they still have the 3-4
games. And they've won them by a few goals. So I really don't have many complaints about the way they started the season. I honestly did not think we were going to start this. I thought there was going to be losses like without Benzema. I don't know if Hazard was going to be able to be capable of playing false nine, but then
he showed
Rodrigo,
one game.
Rodrigo started playing false nine.
Yeah.
Rodrigo actually looks very, very solid. He scored that great goal against Atletico.
I've been a big fan of Rodrigo. Look, he said ever since I've seen him play. Yeah. I've seen him play like 20, 30 minutes
composed.
Every game.
He's composed
and
for sure.
He's technically sound. He's good.
Let's talk about that Atletico game real quick.
Yeah, I was going to mention, like, I just don't think that Madrid have had a challenge so far. And the last
Atletico was the first challenge.
But they
because
also
yeah,
was
that was
a lot of the off the field stuff that just made it a very hard game at an away stadium. You can't knock that.
By Lavini,
we were without Benzema though.
Yeah. I was just gonna mention that also Atletico hasn't been that good this season either. So I don't think
but still that's
really,
Atletico
they're really
derby,
much of a challenge because they literally lost to
a derby game.
A
derby
never matters.
Pressure is different.
Derby game never matters.
Talking about Leverkusen.
Yeah, I know they're not a good Champions League team, bro. We know how they play. But against us, they didn't play very defensive. So I think they started the game aggressive. Atletico started very aggressive to the game, but then Madrid took control like 20 minutes in, and then they scored two quick goals. Yeah. And after that, it was over. Like Atletico
had no
attacking threat. João Felix was off. There was no attacking threat for Atletico. But
I'm going to talk about the...
I do agree, but what challenges Barca had besides Bayern?
Let's see.
Elche?
Ryu.
Real Sociedad, that's your challenge?
Real Sociedad. Real Sociedad. A team that has won against Manchester United.
What level, what ranking are they right now?
A team that has beat Manchester United. So we basically beat Manchester United.
Hold on.
Yet again.
You said Real Sociedad.
That doesn't count.
Real Sociedad right now is 8th and Atletico is 7th.
That's okay, but they beat Manchester United.
So Atletico
is a team that's capable of beating an EPL team.
Atletico is a real challenge. I don't care what anybody says. That's a hard
game. Either way, a challenge is
coming. It's a hard stadium to win at when everybody's giving racist chance to your best players. So
yeah,
I don't know who does
that's,
that.
If that's not a good
that.
Win.
I don't condone that.
If that's not a good win, I don't know what it is.
So are we gonna talk about?
I think we're gonna have
the most improved player.
I think we're gonna have the most challenging month next month.
Valverde.
He's not a golden boy, bro.
He is. What do you mean? Have you not seen him play this season?
He's way better than golden boy.
Get out of here.
No, come on.
Pedri can win the golden boy, but then
we can't even compare them. They're different positions.
Pedri can win the golden boy all he wants, but he still couldn't finish those sitters against Bayern.
He doesn't need to finish. Valverde has
three or four goals. He can finish. Where did he finish against Bayern?
You know how
zero. He finished zero goals.
You're just talking about one game. Like, oh, Valverde is always finishing.
Valverde scored every game this season, pretty much.
Every season.
He scored like almost
he scored in like three straight games or something
last
like that.
Season he wasn't even
what do you mean
he wasn't even considered.
He was a starter last season.
He was a starter.
It's ignorance right there.
Okay, tell me a player in the world who can play right wing, right back, midfield,
center back,
center, like
he plays left wing, right wing, striker, any three midfield positions.
You don't need all that.
Yeah.
But he excels in everything.
So you're gonna put him in every position now?
No, he can
play whatever position requires him. But I feel like personally I feel like the position he's playing right now, which is right wing. And sometimes drop back to like a center of the field.
He's literally a free roam role. He's literally playing anywhere he wants to, and it's because he has the lungs. There's not many players in the world who could run that much.
He's very aggressive with the ball. The one thing I like about him, whenever he gets the ball, never passes. He barely passes backwards. Every time he gets the ball, he trying to drive it towards the opposition goal.
And he's a center midfielder.
Interesting. Yeah. If you notice the next time you see him, like whenever he get a pass, he always look to go forward. And that's a like very positive sign. You want to do that. Every coach will say that. If you see like this trouble, just pass backward. But if he sees a way, he will take it. He doesn't care. So that's what I noticed about him. He can pull it off too. So and the finishing he's showing. I mean, maybe you consider Petty better. You know, dribbling or vision or something. He's but he can score goals like that.
He might be like a better like, I don't even know like one touch passer. But there's not many things Pedri's better than Valverde. Valverde is faster, stronger. Mm. A better shot, a better finisher. That's
both foot.
He's better at defending.
Hype. Yes, that's extra height.
Did I say faster? Yeah, he's definitely
that's
faster.
That's extra height.
Better finisher.
Dribbling is pretty even, bro. Like they can. Yeah.
I'll give it to Pedri because he's more like.
If you're listening to this, you know, if you actually watch Madrid games, you know how good Valverde is at progressing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But Hamza here is ignorant. He doesn't watch enough of the games, so
that's cap. Yeah.
He doesn't know how good Valverde is at advancing the ball. So
that's ignorance. I didn't say he can't advance the ball or he's not as good.
He's better than Pedri.
You're telling me that he's better than Pedri. Yeah, he's not better than Golden Boy.
So tell me how he's not.
I just say he's not better than Golden Boy.
Give me stats though. Give me facts.
I just said he's not better than Golden
Boy. But why though?
That's it.
How?
As a player.
How?
See, that's all.
As a player. As someone who can control the field.
Oh my God.
And control the ball.
I mean, that's what Wall would do.
Control the field.
Pedri's better.
Control the field. Valverde controls the game.
In my eyes, Pedri's better. And according to many professional opinions.
Name one.
I mean, obviously, they're not. They're not going to.
Maybe
they're
not going to. Maybe Xavi.
They're
no,
not
name me one.
Gonna,
see? Name me one professional.
Neymar, easily.
What did Neymar say?
Bro, he said that.
Neymar said Pedri's good. That's all he said.
He said he's good and he's a combination of Xavi and Iniesta. He gets praise from Xavi. He gets praise from a lot of players.
Yeah, his own manager got praise.
He acted like nobody knows him, and he didn't get any award. And that Golden Boy award.
I'm not saying he's not a good player.
I'm not saying either that anybody's comparing him to Valverde. Nobody's making that comparison. I'm just saying Pedri's Golden Boy, and he's the best young talent.
Golden Boy, Golden Boy doesn't mean shit because Isco won Golden Boy, and where's Isco now?
Back then he was good. Then
Pogba won Golden Boy.
Pedri,
what's wrong with Pedri?
Martial won the Golden Boy.
Pogba's a World Cup winner. So.
Pedri right now is not better than Valverde. Valverde is like four years older. Of course he's better. You can't even argue that. Pedri is amazing.
They're still in the beginning of their
Pedri is an
careers.
Amazing player. I never said he was an amazing player. I think Valverde is better at more things.
So we all know how good Real Madrid is.
I disagree with that.
We all know how good Real Madrid is playing right now without Benzema. Once Benzema comes back, I consider Real Madrid to be the top two. Like, in the finals.
How long is he out then?
I think he was named on the bench though.
You said Benzema?
I said
Benzema's going to be back after the international break. The international break's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's back.
And I mean, we all know Madrid, you can never count Madrid out of in like Champions League anywhere. Like anyway, they could be down like 2-0, 3-0. They will find a way back in the second leg. So, because we already talked about so much about Madrid, let's talk about our their powerhouse from France, the PSG. And they've been clicking. I don't think they have lost a game this year yet.
No, I think they lost one.
Or they drew. I think they might have not lost, but they don't have a perfect record either. Maybe they have draw some games.
Actually, they might have lost. No, they did lose one game.
They did? They've been.
I'm tripping. No, they drew one game.
Yeah, they drew one. See, so I was right. So yeah. Thanks.
But they're also playing in a farmers league, so yeah, they should be winning every single game, literally. Because
Neymar is crazy.
There's not even one team that can compete with them. In La Liga, there's at least two teams that can compete. In Premier League, there's at least two, three, four teams that can compete. Not for the title, but they can compete against.
They can give you a good fight for the fucking
League One. Only one or two teams can give you a fight, but they're never competing. Marseille. They're never competing for the title. I know they might have won one league in the past, like 5 years that PSG didn't win. Okay, that happens sometimes. It's a bad manager, bad fit. Now they have a way better manager, like who can actually knows how to use Messi, who knows how to use Neymar, who knows how to use Mbappe. We've seen how many goals they've scored this year.
The goal they scored like 9 seconds, 10 seconds. What was it?
Mbappe hasn't even had one assist this year for PSG. It's all goals. Yeah. Neymar and Messi have been putting him in the right position.
He has a salary of $105 million, which is $60 million better, more than Ronaldo or Messi.
He's literally the sports director, bro.
No,
he's
I know. I just say just from PSG.
He basically runs the club. I mean, at this point, so
you guys
and you guys see Neymar's form this year. Neymar is
back. I think a lot of players. No, but Neymar the thing is, I think a lot of players right now are in the best shape that they can be, preparing for the World Cup.
Yeah,
for sure.
And Neymar specifically is having a good season. But the thing is, he's been injured in the past few seasons. So how long can he keep that up? But I think he's been in a great, great shape so far. And you know, beating Haifa is a great statement, bro.
Hamza, question for you.
Yeah.
Who would you take? Is it like prime? Maybe Mbappe's prime is ahead. Maybe he's coming up. But would you take
Neymar
or Mbappe? Neymar. Right now.
That's not even a question.
That's not a question. Neymar. I understand Mbappe has won a World Cup and he's been a great striker, but the things that Neymar can do and the way he dribbles is just, you've never seen that before.
I mean,
the
skills, I'm not talking about just dribbling. I'm like, who's going to win you the game?
Neymar. Healthy Neymar. Prime, healthy Neymar.
Yeah.
Neymar is winning you more.
Okay, I'm just going to throw one off just for fun.
Sure.
Mbappe or Haaland?
Haaland.
Like right now, right now, you're saying?
Like just a guy who's going to win you Haaland. Game.
And I'm not trying to knock on Mbappe or just because of like all the drama that's been going on in PSG. But just the pure talent, Neymar prime is better, and Haaland is what he's been doing. I can feel like he's going to have a better career.
I don't know if Haaland overall as a player is like, if you go down a list of attributes, is better than Haaland. I mean, it's better than Mbappe.
It's pretty close for now.
I think Haaland, it does have that killer instinct where he wants to kill you.
We have barely seen
slight edge.
Mbappe just wants to be making those crazy runs, dribbling past everybody. The thing is, Haaland just wants to win the game.
Yeah.
And the thing that exposed something about Mbappe, especially in the recent drama, is that he'll give up if you don't give him the ball. Haaland will run from one box to the other and will knock a defender down and he will get there. Yeah. He doesn't care. He's going to be there in that position. Mbappe doesn't get the pass when he's open.
Throw
your arms and get out and Haaland, legit give up a potential good attack.
Haaland will have five touches in a whole half and he'll be fine with it.
No, but like if you're technically speaking, right, like Haaland will like, you know, you will check the box in for Haaland because of the finishing. But if you think about dribbling or creating for other people, you have to go to Mbappe, right? Haaland, he doesn't have a role to carry the ball from midfield to the goal.
Yeah.
Mbappe can do it. He can do both. He can take the ball from the midfield and score. But like I know what you mean. Like right now, hot form.
A little emotional.
Yeah, but like, the thing is, okay, you say Haaland, but if you take KDB out of the team, if he doesn't have anybody providing him, if you put him in Manchester United and Haaland, you think he will score the same goals?
Yeah. No chance.
You said yes.
Haaland? The same amount of goals that he's so far.
Manchester United started garbage. I mean, he was on Dortmund though, and he was still flourishing like crazy.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, would he be like as like he will score 11 goals in seven games?
He'll make a big difference, more difference than Ronaldo is making this season.
I mean, you're comparing a 37-year-old goat to like a 21-year-old prime guy.
He probably would make a more difference.
Right now, we're talking right now.
Right now,
the question was: you think? You put Mbappe on United or you put Haaland on United, which one is making the team better?
Definitely Haaland. Mbappe will not even try.
But that's also because he's playing with Messi and Neymar. Like, they don't want to defer to him because they're Messi and Neymar. Like, on the other teams, Mbappe would be the biggest name. I mean, even on PSG, he is technically the biggest name. He's getting paid the most. He has the highest FIFA rating.
Yeah.
he has the most endorsements.
Also, you guys think...
Side note.
That gets to your head.
He has a higher overall, just saying.
Also, yeah, you guys agree?
Are we taking FIFA?
We're past that.
Are we giving FIFA respect for ratings?
I respect FIFA.
We know how bad FIFA ratings are. I don't even want to say
that. Do you guys agree that Haaland and Mbappe going to be talked about like the two best players for the next 5-10 years?
As of right now, I mean, who else?
I'm asking your opinion. Yeah.
Actually, I'm wrong.
You better say Vinny.
Vinicius is right there.
I fucking knew it.
Bro.
Why not?
Why not, though?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I just knew it.
Okay, so I'll probably say Mbappe, Haaland, Vinicius. Dembele. Maybe. No, definitely not Dembele. Maybe.
If he stay healthy, I can see him.
Maybe Pedri if he develops into like an insane. Right now, it's too early to say Pedri, but Vinicius has won a Champions League and showed it so far. Pedri's a good player, but who else is a young player who could be with those three?
Not with them, but Foden, I was going to say, but like he doesn't get enough time.
Jesus, maybe.
He's older, though. I don't think Jesus would be best player in the world, though.
No, not like that.
Like, I think those three right there, maybe Foden could be like top, the youngest.
I don't know about Foden, bro. He's kind of shaky.
I think Foden's pretty nice, man.
I know Grealish is going to be the best player there. No.
Not just that. Shut the
fuck up. That man's
good. Who's better? All right, who's better? Musiala or Foden?
Oh.
Foden.
Okay. That's actually very close, though.
I think it's pretty close. Musiala was bossing Barca defenders.
It's too early, though.
No, Musiala is like very like underrated, like not talked about that much because he's not English, whatever.
Plays for Germany.
I believe Fati will have the greatest.
If he doesn't get injured. Honestly, he already looks like he's lost that burst. That one game, he subbed in and finished twice. He's a great finisher.
He got a very serious injury last year, a year before.
I don't think he has that same burst he used to like a year or two ago. Remember, he was just running past everybody. I feel like he's more of a central like just finisher now. I feel like it's what he is.
So coming back to the Musiala and Foden thing, right? I haven't seen. To be honest, I've seen Musiala play, but I haven't seen him play as much as I've seen Foden play. Mm-hmm. And Foden is crazy. Like he's like a great he could play on the wing, he could play in the midfield, right? And he has his crazy ability of dribbling. But
he also plays in Pep system. So many other good players that he doesn't get the coverage he would get if he was the main player on a different team. So it's hard to argue. But
yeah. I can't say any because I haven't seen enough of Musiala.
I feel like I take Foden by a slight edge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because he played in the higher like quality games and he also played in the Champions League semifinals. And I mean, Musiala played too, but he didn't play all games. Mm-hmm. So like, he get like a few minutes. But like so far this season, Musiala playing good. Yeah. And from there on, we can talk about our predictions for this year's Champions League
finals,
semifinals.
It's a little early.
Yeah, it's way too early.
That's why you say predictions.
About to see Shakhtar, bro. Worry about that.
You don't even gotta ask me, bro. It's gonna be the four teams. It's gonna be Madrid. It's either gonna be Barca or Liverpool, and because one of those teams will make a good run.
That's a little.
So Madrid, Barca, Liverpool, Man City, PSG. And Bayern.
Isn't that more than four?
Those are four, five, six teams.
But we haven't named four, though. Finals, you're four. You're four.
I can't, bro. It's too early for that shit, bro. Yeah. It's been two games in the group stage. It's too early for that.
All right, I'll say this. If these three teams doesn't make the top four, I'd be very surprised. PSG, Madrid, and Man City.
I think PSG and Man City have the most pressure on them.
Yeah.
Out of every... I mean... Madrid just won. The pressure is there, obviously, but it's not like we have to win to prove something. Barca wants to prove something, but I don't think the pressure is on as much. They're still developing, right? Xavi is still putting in his
Great development.
He's still putting his stamp on the world as a coach. I think PSG and Man City are like they're the ones who are primed to win, and they're the ones. PSG needs the Champions League, and Man City needs the Champions League for the history, and their players need it for the legacy. So,
but then you can never count Madrid out. Because last year, Madrid was not the best team, but they won.
All I said was those two have the most pressure on them.
Yeah.
I never picked one. I said that they have the most pressure.
I feel like if Man City or PSG still didn't go to the finals, one of them doesn't make the final,
The team will blow up.
Yeah, with that many star players, with that managers, if you still cannot make the Champions League final for once.
Yeah.
Or win it.
I don't think
that's
clear. I think it's too early to predict anything. Yeah. But all I'm saying is, if City stays healthy, I think they might go all the way.
Yeah,
it's gonna be even if they play Madrid in the final, like the way Haaland is playing healthy.
Yeah,
I don't think there's many people who can stop him.
Yeah, nobody can stop him. Like once KDB put a through ball like behind the defense, that's clip.
It's over. So
it's gonna be an interesting season, and we'll find out more in the next coming weeks, and we'll keep you guys updated. Thank you, Tippy, for joining us again all the way from LA.
All the time.
Hopefully you can come back for another one, maybe midway through the Champions League.
Or maybe you guys come to LA and we can record there. Yeah,
that too, a special LA.
By the BJ.
Yes, sir. Hear the waves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to let us know what you think about it by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or any streaming platforms. To stay up to date on all episodes and latest sports news, you can follow us on any social media platform as Check the Stats 5. This is Hamza along with Deep, Harry, Dodge, and our guest from LA, Tippy. Check the Stats. Peace.